Stepping up to the witness stand right now, one Joe Fisher, voice of the Commodores and our Ferguson Heating and Cooling Hotline.
We'll tell the truth and absolutely nothing but the truth.
Not guilty, gentlemen.
Okay. Well, it was the verdict is in from over in Greensboro, and it's Brant Snedeker with his first career victory. Huge day for him.
Boy, that was fun to watch. You know, start the day five shots back, and you figure with, you know, seven or eight guys ahead of you and five shots back, the chances of winning are probably pretty slim. And, you know, he shoots 30 on the front side and gets himself back into it, and the leaders in the previous round were faltering a little bit, and so he made up all that ground. But I thought it was really impressive down the stretch to watch him just hit shot after shot, you know, kind of knowing the situation with the pressure on, and just miss eagle at 13 and just miss eagle at 15 and then step up to 16, which is a 460-yard par 4, and just drive it right down the middle and hit an iron onto the green and just miss a birdie putt, and then step up to 17, which is a 200-plus yard, you know, par 3, and hit a 3-iron to 30 feet and make it, and then go to 18 and drive it right down the middle and hit it up on the green and just miss. I mean, he just shot after shot. It didn't appear the pressure really got to him at all, and the others were the ones that faded down the stretch. And all along, just watching his demeanor never change. He is so refreshing for the tour. You can tell the media loves him. CBS absolutely loves him. And the neat thing about it is knowing Brant and having played golf with Brant, certainly not on a PGA event, but in tournament play, that's Brant. He's the same way. And I remember early on, one of the great things that I liked about him was he'd stand there, make his decision, and once he makes his decision, bang, he's pulling the trigger instead of, you know, 45 seconds of waggles and, you know, all that stuff. And it was neat to see that down the stretch, and the guys talked about it on the broadcast, that never changed. And a lot of times folks watch golf and then adapt things they see, and it would be wonderful if one of Brant Snedeker's legacies to golf in this country was that people would play faster. That would be great.
The three-hour round. Oh, we'd love it.
Well, he's definitely, we talked about this on the top, Joe. You said it right, is that I think he's going to have the article on Golf Digest. He might even change the way people approach the game. And that has a lot to do with his dad, I'm assuming, just from reading, is teaching him at a young age. And you kind of hit on it. The question I was going to ask is that you've known him for a long time. It seems like his demeanor, that's why it's not so surprising he's having the success just from watching him. You've seen it for a number of years.
Well, I knew when I played with him in the tournament a few years ago here in town, the Municipal Amateur, and I got the chance to play a couple of rounds with him in a tournament that he won that year. He hit a ball in the water on one particular hole, and I was like, oh, wow. And it fazed me more than it fazed him. You know, I knew how he was playing, but he was already saying, okay, I'll get that back here, and I can get a shot there and get a shot there. It didn't bother him. He has that knack of not letting one mistake lead to a second one. And that is such a huge bonus to have on the PGA Tour. And I'm thrilled to see it. I know it's happened much earlier for him than even he probably anticipated. But now you look at that list of the top 10 in the FedEx Cup standings, and he's in it. It's just a magnificent performance. He's earned, you know, spots in the four tournaments now, which was his goal. The big thing for him is his goal was to get back to the Masters as a pro. He's earned that. He's got the exemption now with a victory. So there should be no pressure on his shoulders right now. Just go play. And he's already won $2.5 million this year. I think PGA Rookie of the Year is a lock for him. And we'll just see. The sky's the limit. Boy, it's a great start.
Absolutely. Joe, to talk football for the last minute we have here. Scrimmage back on Saturday. Sounded like the backup quarterback's got some work and some quality work.
They got a lot of work. I was there. They moved over to the stadium and scrimmaged for about 90 minutes. And Chris Nixon got one series, and that was all. This was a time they wanted to see some of the other guys get in some quality work. And I thought Mackenzie Adams and Richard Kovalchuk threw the ball very well. A couple of receivers, Justin Wheeler is a guy that is sort of playing his way up the chart. And I think they had high hopes for him when he came in here, and he's starting to really show some of those skills, made some great catches in traffic. And I think he is going to be a name.
Was a basketball player.
Yeah, and he's going to be a name that you're going to hear in the rotation along with, you know, Earl and George Smith and Sean Walker and Alex Washington, guys like that. He's a name that's going to be in the mix, too.
Hey, Joe, we appreciate it as always, and talk to you tomorrow morning.
See you tomorrow morning.